Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, March 25th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
people are genuinely worried about the impact this conflict is having.
Dáil approves cuts to petrol and diesel prices, and airlines to warn politicians about the passenger cap at Dublin Airport. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, excise duty cuts for petrol and diesel are now in effect. The Dáil voted to approve the reductions last night as the government attempts to tackle rising fuel costs. However, consumer groups are warning it may be some days before the cuts are actually reflected at the pumps. Retailers are allowed to get rid of older, more expensive stock that was bought in before the cuts were implemented. Taoiseach Simon Harris told the Dáil these cuts will be effective for all.
We know the pressure that people are feeling right now. People are genuinely worried about the impact this conflict is having on their energy costs and what is facing them in the weeks and months ahead.
American media outlets say the US has handed over a 15-point peace plan to Iran. It's believed the plan calls for Iran to dismantle all nuclear capabilities and agree not to pursue nuclear weapons in the future. Iranian officials this week denied they were in discussions with the United States, despite repeated claims by Donald Trump about negotiations. The US president says the conflict is basically over already.
Well, I think we're going to end it. I can't tell you for sure. You know, I don't like to say this. We've won this. This war has been won. They have no Navy and they have no Air Force and they have no nothing. And we literally have planes flying over Tehran. They can't do a thing about it.
Officials from Ryanair and Aer Lingus will appear before the Oireachtas Transport Committee to discuss the Dublin Airport passenger cap today. Politicians are hearing views on the Dublin Airport Passenger Capacity Bill, which would allow the Minister for Transport to axe or amend the controversial limit. Ryanair CEO Eddie Wilson and his Aer Lingus counterpart Lynn Embleton will put forward their reasons for getting rid of the cap. Both airlines have taken legal action to halt efforts to implement the limit. There's been a spike in fake or illegal weight loss treatments being bought online. The HPRA regulatory authority seized over 750,000 units of illegal medicines last year, including slimming drugs, steroids, painkillers and products for erectile dysfunction. Most were bought online or through unauthorised sources with no guarantee of safety. The HPRA's compliance manager, Jennifer McCartan, says seizures of weight loss medicines have increased dramatically.
Rising from approximately 1,500 detentions in 2024 up to over 48,000 in 2025. So this is a 30-fold increase. So this is a very significant increase, a very concerning increase. Anybody accessing prescription-only medicines in this manner really is running the gauntlet with their health. There is no assurances regarding the quality, safety or efficacy of these medicines when they're sourced in this way.
A teenager and two men in their 30s remain in custody over a serious assault in Clondalkin in Dublin last November. They were arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after searches at 19 properties in Clondalkin and Ballyfermot yesterday. Gardaí seized €2,000 worth of drugs, along with e-scooters and electronic devices linked to the investigation. The victim, Alexis Campion, is still in hospital recovering from the attack. The Environmental Protection Agency carried out 1,681 inspections at 656 licensed sites across all 26 counties last year. It's an increase of 28%. Overall compliance is good, but a small number of Irish sites are causing concern, with key issues including odour problems and water pollution. The EPA says it will continue to maintain a strong on-the-ground presence across communities to target those who fail to comply. Smith's Toys is recalling various Dig products over concerns sand in the toy may contain asbestos. Asbestos poses a risk to health and is a banned substance across the EU. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission is advising consumers who have the Dig product at home to stop using it immediately. Use gloves and face masks and double bag before contacting your local authority for advice on disposal. Meanwhile, concerns about batteries have led to Volkswagen recalling nearly 100,000 electric vehicles. The recall affects nearly 75,000 vehicles from Volkswagen's ID series, as well as nearly 20,000 Cupra Borns between February 2022 and August 2024. Reuters says modules in high voltage batteries that don't meet specifications can result in a reduced range and a risk of fire. Only half of people say they're confident about their personal finances over the next year. The research comes from Bank of Ireland, which also found 64% of respondents don't feel the world will be in a better place in 2027. Many people feel they don't have the opportunity to improve their finances. Only 24% would back themselves to ask for a pay rise. Chief Marketing Officer Laura Lynch says factors beyond our control are leaving us worried about our money.
People aren't as confident about their finances as they are more generally, which is really interesting because we've 72% of people are confident in themselves, but not when it comes to their finances. Like thinking about finances makes over half of the population, 52% of people, anxious, and only 51% of people are confident about their financial situation over the next year, which is a concern.
In entertainment news, Jay-Z says he felt uncontrollable anger after a sexual assault lawsuit was filed against him. The 25-time Grammy winner has broken his silence over the allegations, telling GQ it was really hard. He's always denied the accusation. The case was withdrawn in February last year. And in sport, in soccer, Mo Salah will leave Liverpool at the end of the season. An agreement has been reached that will see him close 9 years at Anfield, where he scored 255 goals and won every major trophy. Salah has put an emotional message out to Liverpool fans on social media.
Unfortunately, the day has come. This is the first part of my farewell. I will be leaving Liverpool at the end of this season. I wanted to start by saying that I never imagined how deeply this club, this city, these people would become part of my life.
Meanwhile, Republic of Ireland midfielder Harvey Vale is backing Troy Parrott to deliver against Czechia tomorrow night. The AZ Alkmaar striker's 5 goals in November helped Ireland overcome Portugal and Hungary to seal a place in the World Cup playoffs. And Vale says Parrott's form gives hope to the squad that they can win the semi-final.
It puts faith and belief in everyone, how he's been playing for his club and for this country in the past few camps. That's what it does, exactly that. It brings belief. We know we've always got a chance, and he's in brilliant form, so it just lifts everyone else up as well.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.